Gittin, Perkei Mishnah Dalad. Yisomim Shesamchu Eitzel Balabayis. Yisomim, that were relying on a certain Balabayis, let's say their father's friend. Now, that doesn't mean that the father designated this friend of his as a trustee for them, but rather they knew that this is father's friend and they had nowhere else to go and he was taking care of them. And he has a din of like an apotropus. O Shemino Lehen Avi an apotropus. Or the father actually designated somebody that's like a trustee. Apotropus, the Rav says, comes from the Roman language from fater, which is father, as we know. And the ketanim is photos. Maybe that's why most Asians are short. But regardless, when you have fater and photos, it becomes a combination of apotropos, the father of ketanim. So this guy, whether he wasn't designated or was designated, chayv la'aser perusayin. He has to take off meiser to their payers. Meiser doesn't just mean meiser, like Tosfos Yontif says in a few places. It means all types of, it means trumas as well, all the things that we have to be mafresh. And specifically, Mefarshim explain that it's dafka, things that they need, that they want to eat or need to eat now. But something that he's going to take off meiser for something in the future that they're going to eat in the future when they're older and they can take it off themselves, that they shouldn't. Now the question is Mehechetesi that he can take off something that's not his. He's a trustee. He doesn't own these items, and you can't take off truma unless you actually own it. But because of the din of Hefker based in Hefker, the based in, some say, it's actually Machlekes, whether this is Midyarais, Midyarabanan, but let's just say, Minatar, the Torah gives Rishus to based in, like we say, similar by a Prizbol. Based in has the right to say who owns what. And sometimes based in themselves can own it, like a Prizbol. So here too, Beistin sort of gives it in the Rishus of the Apotropos that he can take off Trumas and Maestros, but only on something they're going to eat right now. Apotropos Sheminohu Avi Yisomim. So if it's a case where the Apotropos was designated by the father, Yishova, he should swear. We really always want Apotropos to swear. When we say swear, what we mean is after they get older, we would make him swear that he never took or stole from them. Really, we want him to swear all the time, but if we always make them swear, the concern is that nobody will ever agree to be an apotropos. When the father designates him, we allow him to, we do make him swear. We're not afraid that people aren't going to accept becoming an apotropos because mistama, there's a hana, there's some type of benefit that he's getting by the fact that his friend designated him. He must have got something out of it. So therefore, he's not going to not swear when the time comes. Mino beistin lo yishava, but when beistin does it, where he's just doing a chesed, he's doing it for free, nobody's going to want to accept becoming an apotropos if they know that they have to swear. So in order to eliminate that, anytime Beistin would appoint somebody, they would not have to swear. Abishol oimer chilif advarim. Abishol says, and the Rav says, the halacha is like Abishol. It's the opposite. Why is that? Because when Beistin appoints somebody, there's a big covet that he's such a trustworthy guy, that Beistin relies on him. So therefore, even though he knows in the future he's going to have a shvua, he's more than happy to get this covet. But when the father appoints him, where he's doing it for free, not getting any covet for it, he's never going to accept that upon himself. Mishnah continues, Hametame v'hamedame. Metame is a person that's metame, something of his friends that's tahor. Hametame, here, he mixes truma with chulin, and now he makes him lose out, because now the guy has to sell the whole thing to the kohanim, and it's truma's worth less. V'hamenaseich, here, the Rav says he mixes yayin nesech with yayin that's kosher. And Yayin Nesech is Aser Bahana. First of all, explains we can't be talking about Menasech Mamish, where the guy went to his friend and it was Menasech, the actual wine of his friend, because even though a person can Aser something that's not his, you can Aser your friend's things with a Maisa. If you would do this, a regular Jew that's not a Mummer, he's usually just doing this to mess his friend up, but he's really not having in mind Avodah Zarah. Peshogeg, if you didn't have Kavana to Mamish, be Mazik your friend, Potter, you don't have to pay your friend. Because really this is Mikar Din, whether or not you had intentions or not intentions. Why? You should never be chai for these things because these things are called a hezek she'enu nikar. They're a damage that's not apparent. All you're doing is just changing a status, but you didn't physically damage it. So hezek she'enu nikar, the Mishnah holds, is lav shmei hezek. So if it was done b'shogeg, okay, it was done b'shogeg. You didn't really damage it physically. Yes, the guy can't use it the same or he can't use it at all, but you're potter. B'mezid chayiv. But if you did it b'mezid, the Chum made a knas because of Tikkun Olam that nobody, like the Rav says, should run around damaging his friend's stuff and saying that he's potter. So they made Mezid Chayiv. And the Mishnah ends, HaKohanim Shepiglu B'Mikdash Mezidin Chayavim. And the Kohanim, also, by the Karbonis, let's say that they did Shchita or Zrika in order to eat it, Chutz Lizmano. And they messed up the owners because by doing so, it wasn't a good carbon and they have to bring another carbon. If it's mezidin chayavim, if they did it b'mezid, pasal the carbon, then they're chayav. Even though it's a hezek shenu nikar, because of tikkun olam, we make the kohanim chayavim, that they have to replace it for the owner.